I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Well, here we are at the last show of 2013, another year over and done with. For my final treasure show of the year, I'm going to cover some various and assorted odds and ends, a year-end potpourri. First, let me throw out a personal gripe. Metal detecting here in Champaign, Illinois has been nearly impossible all year. From a very wet spring to a summer that saw virtually no rain and gave us rock-hard ground in Illinois from July through September, then colder than normal weather all fall. It was either too wet or too hot or too dry or too cold to hunt almost all year. Officially, it's not even winter yet, but here in Champaign, we've already had below zero temperatures for the first time in 3 years and about 8 inches of snow. Okay, enough belly aching. Back in show number 53, I talked about the lottery and how most winners come out a lot worse than you'd expect. They lose their friends, they blow their money, one of them was even murdered by a jealous relative. Well, we had another big lottery last night and hundreds of millions of tickets were sold. No, I didn't buy one. A math professor from New York University did some calculations, though, and he put it in perspective like this. You are 8,000 times more likely to be murdered than you are to win the lottery. Gee, I'd never thought of it that way. Not too long ago, in show number 136, in fact, I told you how I often find books at thrift shops that were autographed by their authors. Some of my finds have been President Jimmy Carter, North and South Pole Explorer Admiral Richard Byrd, and legendary newsman Lowell Thomas. Well, I hit another big bonanza yesterday at my local Goodwill store. Somebody donated a bunch of sports books, and most of them were signed by their authors. For a dollar each after my senior discount kicked in, I got books signed by Steve Lyons of the Boston Red Sox, better known as Psycho, controversial football coach George Pearls, Chicago White Sox team historian Richard Lindberg, and Cleveland sports writer Joe Menzer. But the real prize was a signed autobiography of Don Larsen, the New York Yankee pitcher who on October 8, 1956, pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. So what can I say but keep checking those thrift shops? Next, a shout-out to fellow treasure hunter author Dick Stout, who has written several books on metal detecting over the years. Dick's about my age, maybe a few years older, but he's much more of a curmudgeon than I am. You've heard of angry young men. Well, Dick is an angry old man. If I don't like somebody, I just avoid them as much as I can. If Dick doesn't like somebody, he'll seek them out and tell them why. Most of Dick's dislike is aimed at archaeologists who want metal detecting by us amateurs banned. And he discusses this topic and he names names on his blog site, Stout's Standards. But Dick's blog is also a down-home letter to friends, touching on whatever topic is on his mind when he sits down to write. I enjoy checking in on his daily blog to see what's happening with him each morning. You can read his words of wisdom at stoutstandards.wordpress.com. And finally, I'd like to close out this last show of the year with a sincere thank you to everybody who bought a copy of my book these past 12 months. You're keeping a retired old man busy with addressing and stamping and mailing packages, and you're reaffirming his continuing worth even though he is retired from the go-to-work-everyday world. So the bottom line is wear out, don't rust out. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. And while you're there, see if my book sounds like something you might like to have. Keep an old man busy filling those orders. And if you'd like me to autograph your copy, just let me know when you place your order. Thank you, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.